Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in the studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How are we doing? Hello, good day.
It's going to be a super fast episode. Hey guys, really quick, we've got a 500th episode and we're asking for your questions. We're asking for you to click the link in the show notes to record your questions and we will play those questions live, answer them live. I mean, we say live, but I guess recorded. The opposite of live.
It'll be live for us. Yeah,
we'll play them on there during the episode and give you a shout out for asking the question. But in order to do that, we need some questions. We need, we'll pick 10, maybe 12 questions once we get them recorded. The link will be in the show notes.
Yeah, the link's in the show notes. All you got to do, I mean, literally, it's like leaving a voicemail. Just record a message to us. We'll have Nick play it on air and then we'll answer it live for you somewhat.
Boom shakalaka. All right, so you've decided it's time to hire a coach. Maybe you have, maybe you don't know if you should hire a coach. The what of this episode is, you know, look, you're kind of deciding it's time to get some stuff off of your plate. Maybe it's time that you're turning away clients because you don't have the session times available. There's a lot of reasons why you would hire a new coach or even a new admin or a new front desk person or GM or all of these things. But you're nervous, you're scared, there's going to cost more money. You know, I've got only so much, or we're not even breaking even yet, and how am I going to do this unless I, make more money first? And all of these things kind of swirl around in your head as to why you can't. Now, the point of hiring somebody is to be able to make more money. Because you're leveraging other human beings' time to then service clients, make more sales, market better, outreach, answer more phone calls, get more people in the door, whatever those things are, is the reasons why you would hire somebody. Or to replace yourself so that you can do some of those things.
Correct.
But that costs money, and you're like, okay, crap, what do I do? Obviously there's formulas that we look at. We look at data a lot of times. We decide, okay, based on how much you're going to pay a coach, how much money do you need to have? Mm-hmm. So I guess the first things I would look at is obviously look at your numbers, look at the P&O, say, all right, what's our percentage of gross revenue that is attributed to, I guess, payroll. Now in our kind of models, we like to be around 25%. If you're in a one-on-one model, most likely it's much higher.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just by default, unfortunately. And that's why we preach against one-on-one a lot of times. However, you may find yourself, hey, man, I'm at 20%, I could pay more, or I'm at 40%, I need to figure out ways to cut this out. But most likely, you're probably in line. I mean, you're probably, hopefully, charging enough. If you haven't listened to our episode that came out, I don't know, I guess at the point you're listening to this a couple weeks ago, we talked about charging more.
Yeah.
That's probably the first thing you should do.
Yep.
But when we go in, we hire a new coach, we decide, okay, what are we going to pay this coach? What are we going to pay this coach per month, per annual, whatever it is? And we have to determine what the going rate was. And I've got my calculator here. So,
hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month? And now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group and let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
When I'm working with a client and we're like looking at numbers, we look at what we're going to pay a coach. let's just make this easy. Say you're going to hire a coach to coach 20 hours a week. This will be a part-time coach, and you're going to pay him $25. Okay,
so an hour.
So 20 hours a week times 25, you're $500, and let's just make that times 4.33. All right, there's $2,165 is going out the door. Now you got to remember, you got to add for burden, which is tax, payroll taxes, and you know FICO and everything else. So I would just multiply this by 1.09. All right, so let's call it $2,500 all in. So now you got to pay this coach $2,500. Okay, how many what's your client revenue per member?
Per member.
Like, what does a normal member pay you per month? Is it $199? Is it $599? What's your average? And I say, okay, let's just say your average is $350 a month. I take the $2,500 that I'm going to need to pay this coach, divided by 350. It gives me 7.14. I just say, hey, I need to sign up 8 more clients to pay for this coach. And it's paying for the coach forever, technically, because if you keep those clients on. So then I put an internal goal in place. Okay, it's going to take you at least a month, maybe even 2 months to hire a coach. That means if you're only at like 8 clients that you have to sign up, you're going to go ahead and get that job posting out today.
Today, yeah.
Because in the meantime, you've got to grow your business by 8 clients. And that's pretty easy in our world.
Yeah.
You should be able to do this.
Absolutely.
Now, by the time that person's hired. So the point here is that how many clients do I have to burn or sign up to then afford the new coach? When you find out that number, everything gets really clear.
Yeah. The path is math.
The path is math. Okay. You're sitting at 150 members. You need to be at 158 by the time this person comes on board. It gives you a goal to shoot for, and you've already doing interviews. And by the time that person happens, by the time that offer's made, you should be 158 members. Basically, you're back to where you were when you decided you needed to hire somebody, and it's completely covered by your new growth.
With pure potential, right? Now we've got the opportunity for the capacity that they have, we haven't filled on their schedule,
correct,
that we haven't put on their plate yet, right? And that's the beauty of it all, is we mitigate the fear by making it a number. It's not an unknown goal. It's not an unknown. We've removed the variables. We know exactly what it's going to take,
right,
to pay that client. And from there, we've designed a path that's going to give us exactly what we need to be neutral. Like, sure. You know what I mean? We're not taking the burden. We're not putting the business in jeopardy. We're not overextending.
Right.
We're literally strategically planning growth. And like, to me, this is exactly, this is the stuff we talk about every day with gym owners. This is the path that we lay out. And the reason I find this episode so impactful is because I talk to gym owners every day, and the desire is growth. The desire is, more clients. The desire is more revenue and profit from the business. Mm-hmm. But they have absolutely no understanding of how to get there. This is a simple breakdown, and it is simple, mm-hmm, of strategically planning your growth based upon potential and then the risk. I mean, when we transition gyms to semi-private, same thing. We do a math. We figure it all out in math. We have a conversation around, okay, this is what it's going to take. And then the fear and the resistance around making all of those changes goes away. Now you have a goal instead of, an obstacle in your way.
Yeah.
And it becomes exciting again. It becomes, forward movement instead of just complete resistance on, I don't know how to get there.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the equations that we use. This is one of the equations, mm-hmm, we use when we're coaching. How many clients is it take to pay for the new coach? Easy math. The conversion percent, the conversion into from large group to semi or backwards from one-on-one into semi. The math of marketing is another one. It removes the fear.
Yeah.
All three of them remove the fear of what it's going to take to make that move. And it keeps you from being paralyzed. And that's the thing. We never want to be paralyzed. We want to know the math says this. I have a decision to make based on this math. Is it a yes or is it an, there's no emotions involved here.
And that's the thing is when you provide the evidence, when we do get to a number, right, that's the thing. Now we're having a logical conversation on your business and its growth. Yep. We're not talking about, hey, do you think you can pull this off? How do you feel about it? Well, the math tells me it's pretty damn easy, so I feel great about it, as opposed to, I don't know what it's going to take, therefore nothing gets done. And this is your answer right here. You want growth, figure out what it's going to take in simple, logical terms.
Yeah.
And then you just start executing what we know, the work that we know it takes. In this situation, it's adding 8 clients to the business. When you're, when you can net 8 new clients, you know you can afford that client or that, that new trainer. Coach, yeah. And the best part is all that revenue potential that, that comes with it. And that's, yeah, that's where growth and scale comes in.
It's easy. So hopefully this math equation helps you. If you're on the fence about making a hire, just do this math equation. What are you going to pay your coaches? How many, what do my clients pay? How many clients do I need to sign up between now and when they actually come on board? Get the ad out, start getting resumes, start doing interviews, start having a little tally thing in your sales office. And by the time they're hired, make sure you have that 8th sale or whatever that sale number is for you. And it's, you're basically right back to where you started. And now all you got, all you have is room for growth.
Yeah, so exactly.
Hopefully that helps you guys. Super simple episode, super easy, super short. I'm guessing it was probably 7-8 minutes. 10 minutes. Ooh, it went long. Extra bonus. That's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, if you want to connect with me and other gym owners online, all you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.